When the Masons moved to their Diane Crescent home, they had no idea how spirited the street gets every autumn. About a month after settling in, Sean Mason remembers the Bellamares started putting out Halloween decorations. Inspired by the neighbors, for the past handful of years the Masons have also been going over the top with their own displays. It's hard to miss the Diane Crescent homes. Though they've scaled back this year, Sue and Gates Bellamare's front yard is still an homage to all things spooky. It's a cemetery with a host of characters from Beetlejuice to Pennywise. On Halloween night, there will be a photo booth in the driveway for people to snap a selfie instead of touring through the yard. Across the road, the Masons have set up a Harry Potter-inspired interactive display. Kids of all ages can enter Diagon Alley to see the train, a pirate ship and castle, and more. See Halloween Haunts. We want to see the best houses to check out. This year's display is based on scenes from Harry Potter books 4 to 6. It's a follow-up to last year's scenery that focused on the first three books in the series. This one's a little more elaborate. I built upon the props that I had. I build all the props myself, for the most part, said Mason. The display evolves every year, with this year's being one of the most extravagant to date. While the community can start to see the scenes take shape starting in early September, the planning is a year in the making. The planning goes in from the moment Halloween's over, we start planning for the following year, he said. A fan of fantasy and Halloween, Mason said the Harry Potter theme feeds into the spirit of the season. It's also very relatable to a lot of people. When people drive by, the Masons can hear them pointing out what all the different props are and how they relate to the books and movies. You can definitely see that there's definitely engagement. I started this as a personal endeavor to see what I could do and push myself, and I definitely have some things for myself, but again I think it's a lot to do with community involvement and see if we can bring joy to the community, he said. I'm a kid at heart and I try and give that atmosphere to people who can't get to see this year to year to year. It's to bring something to Timmins. Last year, thousands of people toured the yard over the two nights it was open. This year it will be open on October 30th and 31. The dry run is on Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. depending on weather and other factors may not have the full effects turned on. The full show with the sound effects and electronics is October 31st when trick-or-treaters start to show up to about 10 p.m. or foot traffic starts to slow down. Taking in both houses is free, though both are collecting donations for the food bank. Is your house pumpkin to talk about? Email a photo of your spooktacular display to meja@timminstoday.com. Don't forget to include the address or area where the photo is taken. We'll put together all of the submissions so you can tour all the irresistible neighborhoods.